Brother John Jameson asked us today, said, Brother Pikes, and when are you planning to get back to just settling down and talking to us kind of slow to where we can kind of understand and listen? Sometimes, you know, preachers, they kind of get carried away. And we say a lot of things, do a lot of things. You believe in faith? Faith is a great thing, isn't that right? Faith is a great thing. Praise God. All right. Somehow I feel to get Brother Taylor to read this 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews tonight. This is entirely on faith. Brother Taylor will come. We'd like for you to read the entire chapter there, Brother Taylor, concerning faith.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
Praise God. That's reading quite a bit concerning faith. Let's turn over to the book of Mark, the 11th chapter. I'd like to read just a verse or two here. The 11th chapter, the 12th verse, the book of Mark. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the table of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations a house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember it, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Now, I want you to notice this verse here. It says, have faith in God. The 22nd verse. Jesus said, I say unto you, that if whosoever shall say anything, believing in his heart, not doubting, but believing in his heart, if he shall say anything that he desires, don't doubt, it will come to pass. He said, For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. All right? Now, I want you to think on that for just a little bit, and we'd like to talk with you concerning being spiritual. You know, here, the Lord makes a statement that perhaps is the hardest statement in the entire Bible to really get a hold of. A lot of people say, well, Brother Pike, I would think that's one of the easiest. But yet, it is still one of the hardest for men to perform. If it is one of the easiest, why is there such a problem? Why is it that man has such a great problem with it? There's a reason why that we as a people do not obtain unto the things that Jesus speaks of. There has to be a reason. When the Lord says something, it is forever settled in heaven. There is no changes of it. There is no alterations of it. It is not, as we would say, a figure of speech, but it is a living reality. When God says something, it is something that is a living reality. God meant every word of it. Jesus did not say something here in the book of Mark that he did not mean. He did not say something that you cannot perform. It is within the reach of human beings. When the Lord Jesus made a statement, why did he make a statement to us in such a manner if it is of no benefit to us? Why did God say something to us to make us hope in something that is not at all practical nor possible? You see, any way that you look at it, God said it, God meant it, it works for human beings. God meant it for human beings, it works for human beings. God spoke it on the level of human beings. As a matter of fact, God became a human being, which was Jesus Christ in this world, that he might utilize the great wonderful powers and benefits of the Spirit to give you an example to let you know that you have access to the wonderful throne of God and the wonderful powers and benefits of the Heavenly Father. That was Christ Jesus' purpose in the earth. To let you know that whatever Jesus is, that's what you are in the sight of God. Isn't that a wonderful thought? The Bible said, as he is, so are we in him. Whatever Jesus is, in the sight of God, so are we tonight. Are you listening? I said, whatever Jesus is in the sight of the Heavenly Father tonight, so are we in the sight of the Heavenly Father tonight. Now, if you could get a hold to that tonight, your treasure chest would be filled up. Your treasure chest would be completely filled up. Whatever he is tonight, in the presence of God, in the sight of God, that's what you and I are tonight. What a great privilege, what a great benefit, what an opportunity. Here we are, a human being in the earth, but yet we have access to the supernatural abilities and the supernatural powers and the supernatural insight, the supernatural endurance of God. We have at our fingertips the wonderful things of God, all by believing. Jesus said, I say unto you that if any man desire anything, that all you have to do when you pray is to believe that you receive it and you shall have it. That makes it real simple, doesn't it? Somebody would say, but Brother Pike, this is what I don't understand. Now, I have taken the word of the Lord, and I have put it to the test, and I have believed just like he said, and it didn't happen. Why lie against the truth? You've never done that at any time. That's never happened in the history of the world. And what more, it's never going to happen in the history of the world. You've never believed at any time, and it didn't happen. Never. Not one time. You might have made believe many times and thought you was believing, and it didn't happen. But my brother, sister, you never believed one time in your life but what had happened. You love Jesus? So then, he said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. He said, decree a thing in your heart, and it shall come to pass. Whatever you decree in your heart, it will come to pass. If you really genuinely decree it in your heart, it will come to pass. Now you say, but Brother Pike, have you ever done that? I've done that many multiplied times. Many multiplied times. There has been some times when I made believe when it didn't work. But every time I've ever believed, it always worked. You know, when you don't pray, when you don't fast, when you don't seek God, when you don't purify your heart, when you don't have any concern for godly things, when you don't follow after Christ, you find yourself making believe. Did you know that? You're not really believing. You're only making believe. But brothers and sisters, when you get concerned about God and serving God becomes a joy and becomes a delight to you, then you begin to believe and things will happen. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask what you will and it'll be done unto you. I believe every word that he said. Every word of it, I believe it. Just the way he said it. So then we see a great challenge here. The Lord says, Peter, have faith in God. For I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he says shall come to pass, that individual, that man, that person shall have whatsoever he saith. Now you talk about the spoken word. Whatever you say, you can have it. If you'll believe in your heart and not doubt. But you know where the hang up is in the world today? You know where the problem is in the church today? There's a hang up. There's a problem. What is it? The Bible said, if you can believe in your heart, man spends all of his time trying to believe in his head. But he said, if thou canst believe in thine heart, if you can believe in your heart, that's where believing comes from. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Faith is not in the head, faith is in the heart. You must believe with your heart. How then can you believe when your heart is wicked? Whereas the Bible said the heart is desperately wicked above all things. And who can know it? How can you believe in the wonderful things of God when your heart is not pure? How can you make your heart believe when you know that you're walking contrary to the ways of God and the things of God? It's no wonder the world's in the condition that they're in today. The world is in a vile, wretched condition. The Bible tells us that God purifies our heart by faith. When we begin to believe in God, then the Spirit of God comes into our heart. And God begins to purify our heart. And God begins to make that heart to where we really can believe then. God begins to clean it up. That's why the Bible tells us to make straight paths for ourselves. The writer said, so that the lame won't be turned aside, but rather let it be healed. How then can the lame be healed? By making straight paths for ourselves. What hath straight paths to do with it, Brother Pike? Straight paths helps to get the heart right. You know, there's a song that says, how about your heart? Is it right with God? Is it right with God? Is your heart right with God? That's where the problem is. Is your heart in tune with God? Is your heart really desiring God? The Bible said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thine heart. Do you love the word of God with all of your heart? You say, well, Brother Pike, I believe that I do. Then why is it that your heart wants to do so many other things? Why is it if you love the Lord with all of your heart that you're always wanting to do so many things that's so contrary to God and the Word?
Why is it if you love the Lord with all of your heart that you won't, you've got so much time in your life that you want to spend in the world and spend it doing other things? Oh, it looks to me like God's only got just a little bit of your heart. Just a little bit of your heart. You know, the Bible teaches that wherever your treasures are, there your heart will be also. Isn't that right? And the Bible teaches the child shall be known by his doings. Those things that you do proves where your heart is, beloved friend. Those things that you do. And the Bible said, let your conversation be in heaven. Your conversation proves where your heart is. Your ambitions, your zeal, your desire proves where your heart is. Your treasures prove where your heart is. Isn't that right? That's why the Bible said, lay up treasures in heaven where thieves don't break through and steal, where moth doesn't corrupt. For wherever your treasures are, there your heart will be also. So then Jesus said, if thou canst believe in thine heart. What was the secret of the heart that was within Jesus? What was the difference between the heart of the Son of God and the heart of you and I today? What was the difference in the heart of the Son of God? The heart of the Son of God witnessed, I do always the things that please the Father. Isn't that what John tells us in his writing? That's why Jesus could believe, though he was a human being, just like you're a human being. Yet he did always the things that pleased the Father. He made a straight path for his feet. Isn't that right? The Bible said, because thou hast loved righteousness, God, the Lord, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Isn't that right? God has exalted thee because you had a love for righteousness. The Bible said righteousness exalteth a nation. Even if a nation will love righteousness, it will cause faith to come in that nation. Throughout the nation, people will begin to believe and the blessings of God will begin to come. And the enemies of the nation will flee before them. Why? Because righteousness purifies the heart. What is righteousness? And the Bible teaches that faith is the righteousness of God. Therefore, God purifies our heart by his righteousness. Beware lest I come and find you with an evil heart of unbelief. So then the difference between Jesus and the world of today is that Jesus had a pure heart. Jesus had the kind of a heart that could believe. The kind of heart that loved righteousness, that loved purity. Jesus had that wonderful heart, that glorious heart, that peaceful heart, that loving heart. Whereas God said, David, thou art a man after mine own heart. A heart without fear. A heart without worry. A heart that loved God. Jesus had that heart that worshiped the Holy Spirit constantly. The Bible said, and it shall come to pass that he shall call upon my name from the rising of the sun until the going down thereof. Jesus awoke with praise on his lips. Jesus called upon the great spirit from the time the sun come over the horizon. And Jesus constantly meditated in the laws of the Almighty God day and night. Whereas the Bible said, pray, constantly pray, that we should pray always. Meditate in the laws of God day and night. Bring into subjection every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? So then if thou canst believe in thine heart, how about your heart, the songwriter said? Is it right with God? Is it right with the Word? What can I do? Why is it that we don't have more faith today? It's because we have not given enough of our heart to God. Listen to what John tells us in the writings. John said that if we pray to God, we know that God hears us. If we be children of God and we pray to God, don't we know that God hears us? Sure, we know that God hears us. But John says if we do the things that's displeasing to God, then we have a heart filled with condemnation. Isn't that right? And as long as our heart is filled with condemnation, then John tells us that we're not going to get our desire. As long as there is condemnation in the heart, beloved, you're not going to get an answer to your prayer. But he said, if our heart condemn us not, Then do we have confidence with God, and whatever we ask of God, we receive. Why do we receive it? Because we do those things that's pleasing in His sight. John said to do the things that's pleasing in the sight of God, hereby we assure our hearts before God. In doing the things that are right, hereby we assure our hearts before God. Hereby we convince our hearts. Hereby we cause our hearts to have confidence toward God. Hereby we cause our hearts to believe that God is in favor toward us and we in favor toward Him. And it causes us to have the favor of God in that we believe and God blesses us and gives us our heart's desire. The Bible said, he that delighteth himself in the Lord, God will give him the desires of his heart. Another thing is, the Bible said that God loveth a cheerful giver. We as a people fail so many times to give cheerfully unto God. We don't come to church cheerfully a lot of times. We don't give in the offerings cheerfully unto God. We don't share our substance cheerfully with God. We are a very selfish people. We want to do the way we want to do. And when we do a little bit, we are so grudgingly. We say to the preacher, I want to give you a few $100. But now, this is the way I want it spent. And do it this way, and that way, and this way. Somebody say amen. We're so greedy, we're so selfish. And if we give a little something, we may give it to this month, and it may be 6 months before we give anything else. And then we figure and figure around and around and around to try to get that off of our income tax. Somebody say amen. Like my brother Junior said the other day, a lot of people don't never give nothing to God. You say, how is that? I made the statement one time that what you give, the government's the one that gives it. Junior was telling somebody the other day this very thing. He said, you don't give it. You take it off of your income tax, then the government's the one that gave the offering to God. No wonder God blesses the government. You don't give anything. Brother, you got to get above the income tax gimmick. I said, you got to get above the income tax gimmick if you're going to give to God. Somebody say, I love Jesus. Somebody said, but I give all of that money. You didn't give anything because that wasn't yours to give. The government already had it. You just took the weasel route. Somebody say, amen. Now you say, Brother Pike, would you really call it that? I call it the weasel rap. Now then, if you really want to do something for God, then you can give that money to God plus what you want to give to God, and that's not the weasel rap. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. I'm still preaching. How about your heart? Is your heart right with God? Brother, this is the reason why that you can't believe. That's why you can't believe, is because you've got a weasel heart. You don't have the right kind of heart. But I'll tell you what, if you'll clean up your heart, if you'll clean up your mind, if you'll clean up your spirit and get down to business with God, delight yourself in the things of God. The Bible said, ask what you will and I'll do it. Whatever that man says shall come to pass. I'm contending for the faith. What about you? The Bible said, contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. I believe that this thing works, and I'm contending for that faith. I'm still holding on. I'm still praying to God. I'm still trying to correct my ways. Still trying to walk upright before God. That I might have the blessings of God in my life. That I might have a pure heart. That I might be able to believe. That I might make straight paths for myself, that the lame be healed and not turned aside. Hallelujah. So then, God is looking in our heart today. When we come to the place to where we're willing to purify the heart, brothers and sisters, we will be able to see visions. We will be able to receive the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know the way that you receive the revelation of Jesus Christ and the deep mysteries of Jesus Christ is through a pure heart. And how do I get it? The pure in heart shall see God through the eyes of my understanding. As my understanding is enlightened, I comprehend the heights, I comprehend the depth, I comprehend the widths of it. Is that right? As God speaks to me, I see into the wonderful things of God. I become spiritual. How do I do that? By purifying my heart. For the pure in heart shall see God. And what is God? God is a spirit. And how do I see God? Through the eyes of my understanding. No man has ever seen God at any time. No man has ever seen God at any time. You say, but Jesus was God. But let's just look for a minute. When Jesus stood before the multitudes, he said, you've never seen God at any time. He said, you've never seen God at any time. You've never even seen his shape, Jesus said. If Jesus was God, why did he say that? They were looking right straight at him. There is a great heavenly Father. There is a great Spirit that is God. Jesus said, fill of me, even from the resurrection. A spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see the Son of God have. As you see me have. Isn't that right? Giving a positive distinction between the great Spirit, the Heavenly Father, and the beloved Son, as Paul said, his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm saying? God, the great Spirit, the great light, the great revelation. Amen. I comprehend that great light. I move into the presence of that great light by his great, wonderful presence, by the purification of faith, by the faith of the Son of God. As that great Spirit comes down, as I use the faith of the Son of God, then it revelates to me and I begin to see God. God is the great light into which no man can approach, whom no man has seen nor can see. The Son of God, Jesus Christ alone, dwelling in that light, hath immortality. So then if I see God, I must be pure in heart. No man can see God and live. I must die to this body. Therefore reckon yourselves to be dead by the body of Jesus Christ, and alive unto God. Hallelujah, alive unto God. By purifying the heart, I see the glories of God. I'm changed from faith to faith. I'm changed from glory to glory. I see revelation from revelation to revelation. I begin to behold God. You cannot see God with your natural eyes, but the Bible said Christ Jesus, the Son of God, that's in the bosom of the Father, hath declared him. He is a declaration. What is God? God is the great Spirit. He is a declaration. He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. What is the Word? It's a declaration. What do you mean, Brother Pike? In the beginning was the Word. The Bible said in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. The same come forth and put on flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as of that of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What do you mean in the beginning? There was a beginning. Isn't that right? There was a beginning. You know, a lot of times we make the mistake when you say in the beginning. We say the Bible said in the beginning was God. And we think that what the Bible is saying, that somewhere beyond Genesis, it's talking about God. But brother, that isn't it. In the beginning. What is the beginning? Everything has a beginning but God. What is the beginning? It was when God began to create the earth. That was the beginning. You know, that's the beginning of the world. That's the beginning of humanity. That's the only beginning there is. With God, there is no beginning. So then, when you say in the beginning was the Word. For the Bible said the great Holy Spirit, God, the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. Isn't that right? Wooed as it moved upon the face of the waters. But then God had to express himself. What was that expression? The Word. Who was the Word? The Son of God. So then we understand that all things was made by him, the word of expression, and without him was not anything made that was made. So then, in the beginning was the word. That is, God, when he started to create, God expressed himself. He made a declaration. The great Holy Spirit expressed himself. He declared himself. And that word of declaration is with us today. It's not like the Declaration of Independence that we have up yonder in Washington somewhere. That's not what I'm speaking of. But I'm talking about the true Declaration of Independence that came from Calvary. Far in the beginning was God. In the beginning, God, the Word, said, let there be, and there was. How do you know, Brother Pike, that that is the beginning that he's speaking of? I know that because God doesn't have a beginning. I know that because the Word said in the beginning, he said, let there be. So then the beginning he's talking about is when he said, let there be. Is that right? So then the beginning that he's talking about is when he said, let there be trees. That means that the beginning he's speaking of is the beginning of creation. So then in the beginning was God's word. There was an expression. The Spirit expressed itself. There was a declaration. A great word of declaration came forth. This great word of expression came forth. This great word of declaration came forth. And this great word is the power of the Son of God by which God creates all things. We understand that God framed the world by faith through the word of God. And that same word, the same yesterday, today, and forever, to every generation, that same word today, that same word that was made flesh, that walked the earth, hang upon Calvary and then departed. Oh, but brother, sister, today, that same Spirit, that same Word is back today being made flesh in Brother Pike. That same Word of God is living in you today. And the Bible said, if any man deny that Christ, the Holy Spirit, the anointing is in the flesh today, he's an antichrist. The Holy Ghost walks in you. You're the temples of the Holy Ghost. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Therefore, the great spiritual word, for Jesus said, my words are spirit. The great spiritual word is on the inside of you today and on the inside of me today. We're the tabernacle of the word. Isn't that right? You receive a measure of the word. I receive a measure of the word. They receive a measure of the word. And we're all ordained to the full measure, the full stature of Jesus Christ. But Jesus was the word. Hallelujah, without measure, God, the great eternal Spirit, dwelt within the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. So then, how about your heart? Is it right with God? How then can I get revelation? Through this great spiritual understanding, this purification, by believing in the Word, by having faith, by walking in the light, as he is in the light. The Bible said we handle this light. This light came down from heaven. And what is this light? God is the light. In him there is no darkness. There is no darkness at all. But yet the Bible said that gross darkness shall cover the people in the latter time. Whereas the Bible also says that a light will spring up in the evening time. Isn't that right? It shall come to pass that when gross darkness covers the people, it shall come to pass that light shall spring up to them, for there shall be light in the evening time. You say, what does he mean, Brother Pike, light in the evening time? God was saying the great spiritual unveiling of his presence, the revelation of Christ will come. Amen. In the evening time, I will take away the veil. I will again show myself. I will take away the veil to bring forth the testimony, which is in the tabernacle of the testimony. You know, John looked and said, I saw the veil rent. I saw the heavens open. And I saw the tabernacle of testimony. That is to say, I saw the holies of holies, the little tent the little holies of holies. I saw that little place where those stones that Moses had, the tablets of the testimony. I saw the ark. I saw where the testimony was. What did it have to do with? It meant when Jesus as the temple hung upon Calvary, that the temple was rent in twain. And Jesus being the tabernacle of the declaration of the word, he was the tabernacle of the testimony. He was the holies of holies. And as the veil was rent, they saw it. John wrote about it. I saw the tabernacle of the testimony, John said. Hallelujah. How then tonight can I receive the revelation? Not only that, beloved friend, but we can have visions. For in the last days, young men shall see visions. What is visions? Visions is revelation. When you begin to see a revelation from your heart, you purify your heart. With the eyes of understanding, you see. And then God, who is the great spirit, begins to illuminate the atomic particles around you. You know, this world is a mass of matter according to science. Everything around you being the atomic matter, all God does is move by spirit. Isn't that right? And when God comes forth from within your heart, he illuminates your mind. Is that right? God places within you that great spiritual exuberance. It breaks forth as it did in Moses, coming through the blood genetics. It begins to light you up so as it was with Moses, the veil went on his face. God, from within, the revelation comes. The more you believe, the Bible said, wisdom maketh the man's face to shine. The more you are lit up with that glory, and the more the atmosphere around you becomes illuminated. And so then the atomic particles begin to be lit up. You say, but Brother Pike, God is the Spirit. God doesn't light up atomic particles. Oh, my brother, but he does. Hallelujah. God made you out of the dust. God made the atomic particles. God lights you up. He lit Jesus up. Jesus glowed. The sun shining within his strength. Isn't that right? Say, well, why don't God just step out here and light the place up? Because Satan is the prince of the powers of the air. Satan is the prince or the ruler over the atomic particles. That's why you have storms. That's why you have all the problems. Satan hurls these things together and causes problems. That's why you have the epidemics, the sicknesses. He is the ruler over the atomic particles. That is the powers of the air. He has control of them. And by the powers which are the demon powers also that worketh in the minds of the children of disobedience. He utilizes his ability to control those atomic particles. Why? Because he is the prince of this world. So then that's why God doesn't just step out and illuminate things. But I'll tell you what, if we'll clean the area up. I said if we'll clean the area up. Amen. I said if we have a dirty house, nobody wants to come and eat with us. But brother, if we'll clean up the area, God will come down within our midst. And he'll light up the area. The prophets used to say, bring a minstrel, bring a timbrel. Let's have some music. Let's have some singing. Let's purify the atmosphere. Let's get everything clean around here where the angels can come around. That's why prophets could visit with angels and other people could not. Isn't that right? Why was that? Because they live holy. They live clean. They live secluded lives. And oh, my brother, they wasn't entangled with the affairs of the world. Their bodies wasn't under the control of the power of Satan. See, they pulled away from that. They fasted. They prayed. They lived a separated life. Is that right? And so then when God would come around, while the atmosphere was clean around them, and the angel of God could just drop right down there. Is that right? You say, but Brother Pike, that would never be to us. Oh, there's a greater than a prophet here today. Brother, there's a greater. There was no greater than John, but I tell you, there's a greater than John here today. You say, who is he? The Holy Ghost. He's able to light the atmosphere up. Did you know that? Did you know today that our sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus? Did you know that we're dead to the law? Did you know that we are without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish in the sight of God? Did you know that when we hear this declaration and believe this declaration, that God purifies our blood genetics? The more that we believe, the more that God purifies our bodies, the more His Spirit comes forth. The more that we put our little candles together, the bigger the light gets. Isn't that right? Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. I go away. Now you're the light of the world. And now this great light springing from within you, springing from within me, springing from within us as the body of the church. If we'll surrender this body, if we'll work with God, if we'll just keep surrendering this body, keep breaking this old body down, keep giving it to God. Don't reserve anything. Don't have a reservation of heart. Don't reserve anything to yourself. Keep breaking that body down. Keep giving it to God. After a while, the great Spirit and power of God will begin to move in your life. And you'll be filled with the virtues of God as it was when Jesus walked along the shore and the little woman touched him and the virtues went out of his body and healed her. You know, let me say this. God is the Holy Spirit. He's like a dove. God deals with us mostly when we're asleep. Why does He do that? Because when the body lays down to sleep, it loses much of its carnal resistance. Are you listening? See, the carnal mind is enmity with God. Now listen. The carnal mind is enmity with God. It's your own reasoning. It's a derivative from the fall in the garden. What is your carnal mind? It is your five senses that's using your brain for a typewriter. It's this little computerized thing up here that's going just like this all the time because of the five senses and Satan being the prince of the powers of the air. He keeps working on your human senses. That's why there's billboards along the road with all the evil and lewdness, all the whiskey, all the frolics. That's why they live it up and make everything pretty. That's why the bands and the girls flipping the batons and all of this foolishness. That's why the jubilees and the rock and roll. Satan is working on your senses, your human senses. Paul said, no good thing is within the flesh. That is, it's transmitting to your brain and it's using your spirit and using your brain and using your life up until death. To be carnally minded is death. But oh, brother, sister, when you get God on the inside and you start overcoming the outer man, there's a fountain open in the house of David and it's flowing and rivers of water is coming out. And God's beginning to put you under the shower of the eternal spirit. And God's beginning to clean you up. And what's happening? God is beginning to resist that carnal energy. So then when you lay down to sleep, you know, you have less resistance. That carnal energy, that human ego, that human energy that comes from eating and from food. When you lay down, it kind of subsides a little bit. And God, that tender, sweet, dove-like spirit, begins to come into your heart, begins to come into your mind. That spirit begins to come in. Is that right? So then when we lay down, what happens? When we lay down, we don't have as much resistance. There's not as much resistance. When we lay down, our energy that is in our heart, in our bloodstream, in our body, that energy begins to subside. It begins to lay low. See, and it's not as much drive. It gets quieter. And the more we lay there and relax, the less drive we have. Therefore, the less resistance. Therefore, the less the five senses can be. See, the hearing. You don't hear nothing. You don't see nothing. You don't taste nothing. You don't feel nothing. The senses become at rest. And then the great Holy Spirit begins to move. If you got Him on the inside of you, begins to talk with you. Job said, I saw something pass before my face. I couldn't make it out real good. Said, but it was enough. It made the hair stand up on my body. Said, many times God speaks to us when deep sleep and slumber falls upon us. Oh, brother, sister, in this day, a lot of times you'll be like Peter on the housetop. You could fall into a trance if you didn't eat all the time. A lot of times you see things, but you don't know what it is because you got it so mixed up and churning around with the rest of it. A lot of people can't get nothing at night because they eat so much before they lay down. And then they get up in the middle of the night to eat some more. They're constantly driven by the thing until God can't even squeeze in a dream. Isn't that right? But I'll tell you something. When we fast a little bit, we begin to fast. If we've been tutored right, if we've been told the right thing, it's wonderful. Now, you can fast all you want to. If you don't know what you're doing, it won't do nothing but just give you a hungry tummy. But if you know how to deal with God, if you've been taught right, it's great, powerful, and mighty to push back your plate and to miss a meal. So then you fast a little bit, and that old energy begins to subside. It begins to get way down low. You get kind of droopy. You don't feel quite as energetic. Don't have quite as much drive. Isn't that right? And so then you pray. Not on your knees all the time, though you should pray on your knees. But not on your knees all the time. The Bible said pray always. You can't stay on your knees always. The Bible said pray while you're standing, meditating the laws of God day and night. Pray always, the Bible said. So then you're praying in your heart, building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost, which means praying in the Spirit, in the anointing, getting into the Spirit to pray. And so then you're going on. See, you're taking the energy of man out. You're taking the resistance of Satan out. You're taking that no good thing out of your body. You're cutting off occasion from Satan. He can't get through. He can't transmit by human senses. You're cutting him off. You got to block the middle wall of petitions being broke down. But on the inside, you're still driving, and the Holy Spirit is still talking, still moving. You're somewhere listening to your Bible. You're somewhere studying the Word of God. You're somewhere on your knees. You're somewhere meditating. Somewhere talking about this good old way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Till the Spirit of God fills your being. You begin to feel that great, mighty virtue of God. That drive of the Holy Ghost. As you get full of the Holy Ghost, you begin to feel that virtue as it begins to build up. No, beloved friend, in a little while, you fall into that trance. In a little while, you begin to see that vision. In a little while, you begin to lay hands on that sick person. And you say, oh, glory to God. I feel virtue going out of my body. As that faith comes up and they absorb that wonderful, great experience that you've cataloged in your heart that you have with God back there. Can you say amen? Amen. See, the Lord is that Spirit. One Spirit, many operations. Many operations. God can carry on many operations in your life by that one Spirit, beloved friend. Maybe tongues, maybe interpretation, maybe prophecy, maybe miracles, maybe healings, maybe discernment, whatever. But oh, it's so wonderful to walk in the Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, then we do not fulfill the desire of the flesh, the hunger and thirst of the flesh, this thirst of the human body. For we walk in the Spirit and we become the man of God. We become the woman of God. We become that person in the earth that's filled with the greatness of God. Don't you love Jesus? Oh, there's so many more things I'd like to say tonight, but I'm taking so long. I'm going to stop in just a few minutes. But remember, you must wrestle. You must press your way into the kingdom. For we are wrestling against principalities and powers. That is Satan, the ruler of the powers that are in the air. You are wrestling by the power and the might of the inner man with which you are strengthened, Paul said. By this great strength, you are wrestling with that power that's trying to control your soul and defile your heart, your temple, by that outer intervention of human senses. You're wrestling against that power. Wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high, that is, dimensional spiritual places. You're wrestling, my friend, not against flesh and blood, not against your body. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's the infiltration of the body. Oh, how beautiful it is when a man and his wife walks together and she loves him and she thinks he's the grandest thing in the world and he thinks she's the grandest thing in the world. That is to say, when the body and the spirit unites together. Amen. And the body just loves that inner Christ. And that inner Christ just loves that body saying, "Oh, thou wonderful man of God," as it was said of Daniel. How beautiful that is. And then the wonderful, wonderful things of God begin to happen. And you begin to raise that family of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Something is taking place. I want to be a little part of a great thing, don't you? Don't you? There's just so much I'd like to say tonight. So much I'd like to say. But I know that some of you are getting weary. I want you to stand with me. I want you to consider the things that we're saying tonight. Because we're moving into a different era. We're moving into something else, beloved friend. And if you're planning to make the translation and make the rapture, if you're planning to bypass the grave, then you're going to have to get in on the secret. You say, how do you know that? Because Paul said, "Behold, I show you a mystery." What is the mystery? We shall not all sleep.
Amen.
So it sounds like if we don't all sleep, we're going to have to know a mystery. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
What a wonderful day. What a wonderful time and what a wonderful hour. To know that we can be anything that we want to be in Christ Jesus. For if thou canst believe in thine heart. And beloved friend, you can believe in your heart and not doubt. But you got to keep on walking. The song says keep on walking. And keep on walking. And after a while, that heart will just come to the place to where it'll say, "I'm convinced." Oh, glory to God. What peace. You know why you have so much problems? Not with folks, but with you. You know why? Because your heart ain't convinced. You say, "Oh, I love Jesus." And your heart says, "You hypocrite, you ain't done nothing to prove it." Come on now. Isn't that right? And you're all out of sauce with yourself. And everybody that comes along can tell it because you give them a bad eye. But you know what? When you make friends with yourself on the basis of God's word, oh, that's when heaven kisses earth.
Hallelujah.
And when that heavenly kiss, as we wrote in the song, spreads that heavenly bliss, what a wonderful, wonderful time that'll be. There's something about it. There's something about it. It thrills you. You get it peace. You get it rest. There's no in between. And you say, "Oh, how I love Jesus." And your body, your heart shouts out, "Oh, you do. Oh, hallelujah, you do. I feel the results of what you're saying," your body will say. That heart will say, "Oh, yes, you do, because you shower me with the grace and blessings of his love. I feel it going all through me." But that old cold, formal, never feel God thing will say, "I love Jesus," and that body will say, "You hypocrite, I don't feel a thing." Don't you love Jesus? Praise God. All right, so then we can do something for Jesus. We can do something for Jesus. Somebody said, you know, they'll say, "Well, Brother Pike, I think what you're trying to do is use me. I think you got it right." I hope I can find somebody to use. I've been trying long enough. You know, we sang that song, "Jesus, Use Me." I hope we can find somebody that we can use for the glory of God. I hope he'll use me, or somebody will use me for his glory. But it's wonderful to be here. Isn't it wonderful to be here? I'd love to see the wonderful presence of God fill this temple. In the days of Solomon, the Bible said the glory of God filled the temple. I'd love to see the glory of God fill the temple. Wouldn't you like that? You know what caused the glory of God to fill the temple of Solomon in the day of Solomon? Is because of the wisdom that Solomon had. It was the wisdom that he had that completed the temple. Somebody said, "Well, it was because the temple was completed, Brother Pike." But it was his wisdom that built and completed the temple. Did you know that you're the temples of the Holy Ghost? Did you know that you're Solomon's temple tonight? For the Bible said, "As it is written, I will return in the last days, saith God, and build up the fallen down house of David.
And did you know the house of David was the temple of Solomon, the son of David? Isn't that right? So then tonight, you're that great temple. And the Bible said it shall come to pass that whosoever looks toward this temple shall be healed if they call on the name of the Lord. Isn't that right? All right, so let's be filled with the glory of God, and the glory of God fill the temple. What is the glory of God? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Bible said they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were filled with the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. What is the Holy Ghost? It's the resurrected Spirit of Christ. That glorified form, that glory. Hallelujah. That's why we move from glory to glory. What is the glory? From measure of the Holy Ghost to measure of the Holy Ghost. For what is the glory? Christ, the Spirit, the quickening Spirit. We get a little bit of Christ in our heart, that glorious Spirit of illumination. And we move over to another little bit as we absorb a little more of the Word from faith to faith by hearing of the Word. We get a little more of the Holy Ghost. And after a while, say, well, glory to God, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said Stephen's was full of the Holy Ghost. He done many miracles, great things among the people because he was full of the Holy Ghost and full of the power of God. The Bible said you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Isn't that right? He said, well, what is that power? You know, I've made this statement a lot of times. We preached the sermon. Jesus went away into the wilderness and returned in the power of the Spirit. Isn't that right? What was it? The power is the virtue that goes into your body. That's the difference. You get the Holy Ghost in your heart, but the virtue that you allow to go into your body by doing away with human resistance, that's just like charging a battery, and that's power. And you take it around with you, and when somebody touches you like they touched Jesus over there, you say, I perceive that power went out of my body. And they say, glory to God, I perceive I'm healed. Can you say amen? And the little woman said, I perceive I'm healed. Jesus said, I perceive that somebody touched me, for virtue went out of my body. And the little woman said, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. What healed her? Couldn't have been but one thing. What was it? The power. What was the power? The virtue. Because Jesus said that's what went out of his body. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right, so then you can have the Holy Ghost. But what we need to do is charge the battery. Charge the battery like the sun shining within our strength. Let's redeem the body, folks. This is the day of redemption. We sing the song, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Isn't that right? Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening because the day of redemption is here. Let's redeem the body. Somebody said, not holiness, Brother Pike, not holiness, but the Bible said be holy in body and in spirit. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. Now let's be holy in body. Let's go on to perfection. Now turn again to lay the foundation. What is the foundation? Repentance. What else? Dead faith. That's your human believing. Dead faith. Human believing. Dead faith and dead works. What kind of works is dead works? Human works. They're no good to God. They're dead in the sight of God. He's not the God of the dead, but of the living. But let us go on to be perfect and come into living works, which is God's work, Christ's works. He that is alive from the dead to die no more, into living faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, by which you're sanctified. Let's go on to be perfect and redeem this body. Can we do that? Can we do that? Hallelujah. I want you to lift your hands up with me now and close your eyes for just a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, Jesus. Precious, wonderful Heavenly Father, we realize that the day of redemption is here. And Father, the hour of believing, Lord, to wit the adoption, our redemption, Lord, to accept that glorious body of the Son of God, to accept, to believe, Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that that hour is here. Far as the song said, nations are breaking and Israel awakening, the signs of the prophets foretold.
Gentile days are numbered with horrors encumbered. Lord, it's time for us to return to our own. Oh God, for the day of redemption is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless us, Father. Touch us with your Spirit. Touch us with your Spirit. Touch us. In Jesus' name, touch us. Right now, as I feel the wonderful Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus, can we? Nations are breaking. While Israel's awakening, it's the signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile days numbered with horrors encumbered. Return, O dispersed, to your own. For the day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. Sing it again. Oh, the day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. Don't you just feel it? Sing it again. Oh, the day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. You love Jesus? Hallelujah. I feel His presence, don't you? I feel the redemption of God. I feel the redemption of God. You know what? I feel God redeeming my body. I feel it from glory to glory, going on to perfection, from faith to faith, from revelation to revelation, from that great sensation to sensation. I feel His lovely presence, that progressive stepping stone of that holy word of God. Don't you love Him tonight? Don't you love Him tonight? Hallelujah. That redemption is here tonight. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. Oh yes, He touched me. Can you sing it with me? Jesus touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. For something has happened, and now I know that He touched me, and He made me whole. Oh yes, Jesus touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. For something has happened, and now
I know Jesus touched me and he made me whole. Oh, just another touch, Lord, from you to help me with the trials I go through. And though dark may be the night, I can see a ray of light when I feel another touch, Lord, from you. Can you sing it with me? Oh, yes, he touched me. Oh, Jesus touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul, for something has happened. And now I know that Jesus touched me and he made me whole. God wants to make you whole tonight. He wants to touch you and he wants to make you whole tonight. And he will. When he reached down his hand for me, when he reached way down for me, I was lost and undone without God or his son. When he reached down his hand for me. Can you sing it with me? When he reached down his hand for me, when he reached way down for me, I was lost and undone without God or his son. When he reached down his hand for me, I was near to despair when he came to me there, and he told me that I could be free. And he lifted my feet, gave me joy complete. When he reached down his hand for me, when my Savior reached down for me, when he reached way down for me, I was lost and undone without God or his son. When he reached down his hand for me. Don't you love Jesus tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. If thou canst believe, Jesus said all things are possible to them that believe. If thou canst believe, for if you can say in your heart and not doubt, you'll have whatever you say. Decree a thing in your heart. Believe it, friend. Don't doubt. Just decree it in your heart and Jesus will bring it to pass. Isn't that a wonderful opportunity? Isn't that a wonderful world to live in? Jesus said, all things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible to them that believe. You know, you just say something sweet to Jesus, and he'll give you a reward. The woman said, Lord, oh Lord, my daughter is tormented with a devil. Lord, come and cast the devil out. Jesus said, the bread is for the children. She said, I know, Lord. I know that. But said, the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the children's table. Jesus said, woman, go thy way. For that saying, the devil is gone out of your daughter. Would you like to say something to him tonight and find his favor? For that saying, that pleased me so well, woman. That kind of faith, that kind of saying, that kind of attitude. Go your way. The devil won't be bothering you. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, just to think, out of her heart, she spoke those words. And it fascinated the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful, Christian friend. How wonderful. How wonderful. While they're playing on the organ tonight and the piano, I want you to step to the altar for just a minute. I just feel like you ought to do this tonight. I just feel like you ought to do it. I feel the wonderful presence and the Shekinah glory of God tonight. You know, it is this wonderful glory, the wonderful glory of God. This is that wonderful great glory that Adam and Eve strayed from. They lost it. They lost contact with it and got away from it. But tonight, we're in the presence of it. Not only are we in the presence of it, but we are filled with it tonight. We are filled, and our cups is running over tonight. Filled with the glory of God tonight. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful day. You know, the body is your possession. That's your greatest possession, is your body. And tonight, if you're willing, your body can be redeemed tonight. You don't have to lose your body in death. You don't have to lose your body in death. You can redeem that body tonight. And God will give it to you for an eternal possession. You can have it for an eternal possession tonight. You can have it for an eternal possession tonight. You can redeem it tonight. All you got to do is believe. 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 You say, Brother Pike, is it so simple? The Bible said Enoch was translated by faith. That's all he did was believe. That's all he did was believe. How can I do that? How can it be so easy? Because Jesus did all the work for you. Jesus did all that was necessary for you. And today, he purifies your heart by faith. And from within the heart comes forth the Shekinah glory that breaks forth from within the veil to swallow up the outer man, to cause you to be able to bypass the grave. How wonderful tonight. If thou canst believe, if thou canst believe tonight, all things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. If thou canst believe tonight, hallelujah. God loves you tonight. God loves you tonight. I want you to lift your hands with me. I want to pray tonight. Now I want to ask God to touch you tonight. And tonight, I want to pray especially for Sister Mariana. She requested prayer tonight. I want to pray especially for her tonight. And I want you to believe with me as I pray. I want you to pray with me. I want you to slip your hands up tonight. I'd like for Sister Mariana just to come up here on the platform if she doesn't mind. Kind of help her there, sister, so she'd be careful not to fall. praise God. Let's praise God tonight. Can you? Hallelujah. I feel God moving tonight. Let's praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up tonight and let's love the Lord. Can you? I feel the presence of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you praise God tonight? Let's love Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible said, let the redeemed say so. Let them speak up. It's praise is comely for the upright. Hallelujah. Oh, you that are upright in heart tonight, you're supposed to praise God. You're supposed to give glory to God tonight. Supposed to love the Lord tonight. Let's praise God. Hallelujah. Lift your voices up and praise Him. God inhabits the praise of His people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we praise You tonight. We lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting tonight because we know that You're with us. Father, we know that You're moving by Your Spirit tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, we pray that the great and mighty power of God would come upon the people, that they'd be healed and that they'd be delivered tonight. Father, may every person receive a healing tonight. May that be a deliverance tonight. Father, may You do something special. Oh God, as You reach out tonight with Your power, with Your blessings tonight. Oh, hallelujah. May Thy blessings, Father, come down upon the congregation tonight. May Thy blessings tonight, Father, sweep over the audience tonight. And may there be healing and may there be blessings. Oh, hallelujah. May the power of God take hold tonight. May there be no sickness tonight, Father. Father, the redemption of the body, let them be redeemed tonight in body. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, let them be redeemed in body tonight. Let us feel the redemption of the body tonight. Let us feel the redemption of the body tonight. Hallelujah, let us feel the redemption of the body tonight, God. Let us feel that great, wonderful presence of God. Father, looking down from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God tonight. Lift up your voices to God tonight. Let your spirit go out to God tonight. Have faith in God tonight. Worship God tonight. Turn your spirit loose tonight to love Jesus tonight, friend. Love God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your strength, with all that's within you tonight. Love Jesus. Let your heart and life go out to God tonight. That God can do something special for you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Can you lift your voices up? Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? 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 Can you praise God tonight? Give glory unto God tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Let God have His way tonight. God will heal your body tonight. God will forgive your sins tonight. God will fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? 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 Can you praise God tonight? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Saints, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's praise God tonight. Give God a few minutes tonight. Praise God tonight. Praise God tonight. Praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord tonight. Let's praise God tonight. Let's lift our hands up and praise God tonight. Let's praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we praise You tonight. Oh God, we praise You tonight. God, we give You praise and we give You honor tonight.
Almighty God of heaven, lifting up our voices unto thee, asking thee to move by the great and the mighty Spirit of the Son of God tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Moved by thy power tonight, let the power of God come down. God, heal tonight. God, forgive tonight. God, deliver tonight. Moved by your Spirit, oh God. Do something special and outstanding in the hearts of the people tonight. Purify our hearts by faith tonight, God, in a great and a mighty way. In a great and a mighty way. Can you love the Lord? 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 Can you say hallelujah? 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 Can you say praise the Lord? Can you say hallelujah? Glory to God, hallelujah. Lift up your voices to God tonight and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God inhabits the praise of his people tonight. Glory to God, let's worship God. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you feel his presence? Let's love the Lord. Let's love the Lord. I still feel like God wants us to love him tonight. I still feel like God wants us to praise him tonight. I still feel God moving in the Spirit tonight. I still feel like God's trying to do something. Oh, brother, sister, if you want to be healed tonight, let your faith go out to God. Get away from your carnal reasoning tonight. Get away from your human reasoning tonight. Get away from your human reasoning tonight. Get in the Spirit of God and worship God tonight and let God have his way. Can you say hallelujah? 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 Can you say praise the Lord? Can you say praise the Lord? Can you say praise the Lord? Can you say hallelujah? Let's love God tonight. Let's praise the Lord tonight. Praise is comely for the upright. Praise is comely for the upright. Let's praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. God will open the good treasure of his storehouse to us tonight. God will open the good storehouse of his treasure to us tonight. If we'll praise God tonight, God will bless us tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Can you say hallelujah? 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 Can you say hallelujah tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. The Bible said, I would that men everywhere lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. Can you lift up holy hands tonight? Are your hands made holy by the blood of Jesus tonight? Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Can you worship the Lord tonight? Can you worship the Lord tonight? Let's love him tonight. Hallelujah! Let's love God tonight. Let's give God a hand clap, can we? The Bible said, clap your hands, all you people. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah! Can you say hallelujah? 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 Hallelujah! 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 Can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? Praise the Lord! 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 Hallelujah! 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 Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Can you praise the Lord? Oh. I'm going to shout hallelujah. I'm going to shout hallelujah when he comes. I'm going to shout hallelujah. I'm going to shout hallelujah. I'm going to shout hallelujah when he comes. I'm going to shout hallelujah. I'm going to shout hallelujah. I'm going to shout hallelujah when he comes. Can you say hallelujah? I'm going to shout hallelujah. I'm going to shout hallelujah. I'm going to shout hallelujah when he comes. I'm going to shout hallelujah. I'm going to shout hallelujah. I'm going to shout hallelujah when he comes. Let's praise the Lord. Can you praise the Lord? Glory, glory, glory. Oh, it's glory, glory, glory. Oh, it's glory, glory, glory. When Jesus comes. Oh, it's glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, it's glory, glory, glory. Glory when Jesus comes. I'm going to shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout when he comes. I'm going to shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout when he comes. We're going to all go out to meet him. All go out to meet him. All go out to meet him. Meet him when Jesus comes. I'm going to shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Going to shout when Jesus comes. Let's all go out to meet him. All go out to meet him. All go out to meet him. Meet him when Jesus comes. I'm going to shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you praise God? Can you shout hallelujah? I'm going to shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout when Jesus comes. I'm going to shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout when Jesus comes. We're going to all go out to meet him. All go out to meet him. All go out to meet him. Meet him when Jesus comes. What a day, hallelujah. What a day, hallelujah. What a day, hallelujah. Can you praise God? Can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? Can you praise God tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we sing that song, The Wedding Supper. You know, this song we wrote called The Wedding Supper. How does it go, Brother Taylor? I'm on my way to the wedding supper. Everything that God has there for him shall be free. At that we'll sing and dance. Jesus paid all in advance. At that wedding supper Jesus made for me. Can you sing it? I'm on my way to the wedding supper. Everything that God has there for him shall be free. At that supper we will dance. Jesus paid all in advance. At that supper God's prepared for you and me. I'm on my way to the wedding supper. Everything that God has there gonna be free. At that supper we will dance, for Jesus paid it all in advance. Wedding supper Jesus made for you and me. I'm on my way to the wedding supper. Everything in God is there, I'll be free. At that shout and sing, Jesus paid all in advance. At that supper he's prepared. Sing it one more time. I'm on my way to the wedding supper. Everything that God has there shall be free. At that supper we will dance. Jesus paid all in advance. At that supper he's prepared for you and me. Can you say hallelujah? Don't you love the Lord tonight? Do you really love the Lord tonight? If you love the Lord tonight, say praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What a wonderful time. What a wonderful thing that God is doing. The world don't like it. The devil don't like it. Satan's jealous and he's mad. But I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. You love Jesus? Let's sing this. Oh, there's one way to God. One ain't but one way to God. One ain't but one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Can you sing it with me? Oh, there's one way to God. One ain't but one way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. There's one way to God. One way to God. Oh, there's one way to God. Baptized with the Holy Ghost. Oh, there is one way to God. One way to God. Ain't but one way to God. Baptized with the Holy Ghost. You love Jesus? Oh, Ananias. Oh, Ananias. Tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Oh, Ananias. Oh, Ananias. Tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Well, he spoke to the blind and the blind could see. That's the kind of a man Jesus is. Well, he spoke to the blind and the blind could see. That's the kind of a man Jesus is. Oh, Ananias. Oh, Ananias,
Tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Oh, Ananias. Oh, Ananias. Tell me what kind of man Jesus is. You've got to move. You've got to move. You've got to move. You've got to move. Oh, when the Lord gets ready, you've got to move. You've got to move. You've got to move. They put old Paul in the Roman jail. Didn't have no one to go his bail. But when my Lord got ready, he had to move, he had to move, he had to move. You've got to move, you've got to move, you've got to move, you've got to move. Oh, when the Lord gets ready, you've got to move, you've got to move, you've got to move. They put old Daniel in the lion's den, and poor old Daniel didn't have a friend. But when my Lord got ready, he had to move, he had to move, he had to move. You've got to move, you've got to move, you've got to move, you've got to move. When the Lord gets ready, you've got to move, you've got to move, you've got to move. Oh, Ananias, oh, Ananias, tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Oh, Ananias, Ananias, tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Well, he spoke to the lame, and the lame could walk. That's the kind of a man Jesus is. Well, he spoke to the lame, and the lame could walk. That's the kind of a man Jesus is. Oh, Ananias, oh, Ananias, tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Oh, Ananias, oh, Ananias, tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Well, he spoke to the dumb, and the dumb could talk. Kind of a man Jesus is. He spoke to the dumb could talk. Kind of a man Jesus is. Oh, Ananias, Ananias, tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Oh, Ananias, Ananias, tell me what kind of man Jesus is. You've got to move. You've got to move. You've got to move. You've got to move. Oh, when the Lord gets ready, you've got to move. You've got to move. You've got to move. Can you say hallelujah? Praise be unto God. You got to move. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Let's sing this little chorus. We're going to let you go in a minute. Well, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up out of the ground. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When the good Lord says to Gabriel, set your foot on the land and the sea, and Gabriel blow the trumpet, when you hear from me, there ain't no grave
gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up out of the ground, 'cause there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. Since Jesus came and saved my soul, everything gonna be all right. Everything gonna be all right. Everything gonna be all right. Since Jesus came, save my soul, everything gonna be all right. Oh, let us praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him in the morning and praise Him at the noontime. Praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Oh, sometimes I feel like heaven's come down. Heaven's come down. Heaven's come down. Oh, sometimes I feel like heaven's come down. Heaven's come down on me. Oh, let us praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him in the morning and praise Him at the noontime. Praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and I'm shouting the victory. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. You know, a number of years ago, people spent time praising God, and they praised the Lord, and they prayed, and they fasted, and they praised the Lord. And the Bible said in even the early church, they came together with praises and fasting. And then the great Spirit of the Lord would come, and it would shake all the place where the people were at. And many times, miracles and healings took place. The reason was because people's hearts was prepared for the reception of the great Holy Spirit. Praising God, God inhabits the praise of His people. And His people begin to praise God and prepare their heart. Hour after hour went by, but they stayed and they prayed and they praised God. And then all of a sudden, all of the old carnal mind was washed out. All of the reasoning, all of their planning, all of the things that they felt they had to do. Everything was behind them. Everything was forgotten. And then all of a sudden, their minds went out to God and their spirits went out to God. And then in oneness, their spirit came together and the great Holy Spirit poured itself within. And then the power of God began to move and things began to take place. You know, that's what we need here at Little Bethlehem. We need to praise the Lord, people. We need to praise God. We need to love the Lord. We need to love Jesus and praise God. We need to be filled with His Spirit every day. The Bible said to be filled with the Spirit. Praising the Lord. Always praising the Lord. That way God can come in our midst and God can heal. There's people among you that need healing. Isn't that right? There's people among you that need healing. Your children need healing. Your wives need healing. Husbands need healing. And God wants to heal. God wants to heal. God wants to save. But God can't do it because of the lack of the preparation of men's heart. But praising the Lord brings him into our midst. That's where revival comes from. That's where God's healing comes from. That's where the glory of God comes from. Let's get a praise in our heart tonight that will never leave us. Never again. Never again. No, no, no. Never, never, never again. I want you to lift your hands up with me. I love you tonight. And I'm concerned about you. That's why I spend my life here at Bethlehem with you. Trying my best to help you to know the truth. Most ministers are running from coast to coast. You know that. They won't take up enough time to spend with a body of people. They won't do it, Sister Marana. Yet there's people that long to have their hearts filled with the glory and blessing of God. And Jesus has smiled on you. He smiled on you. And we ought to be so grateful. But let's not forget others. Let's not forget others. Let's not forget others. Sister Marianne is with us tonight, way from the city or the state of Missouri, the great city of St. Louis. People that need Jesus, people that love Jesus. Some of you remember the crusade we had there. God blessed us. You were a blessing. I remember how you praised God as we sought God day after day there in our room, staying right with God so God could bless. And you sought the Lord and how you praised the Lord. And I remember how God blessed, how rich it was. Friends, let's don't forget. Let's don't forget. Let's don't forget. Let's love Jesus. Let's be full of the Spirit of God. Let's don't, at this late hour, let anything happen to cause you to miss out with God. Don't do that. Don't do that. You've got responsibilities. You've got duties. People around the world are looking at little Bethlehem, and they're pleading and they're begging for this message and for you to come. Can't we be a brotherhood? Can't we work together? Can't we love one another? Are we going to be selfish all of our life? And the only thing we're going to think of is ourselves and ours and what we're going to do and what we want to do and never consider God's house and God's people and God's ministry and God's way of life and never prepare our hearts, never consider God's temple. Oh, friend, think about it. Think about it. The hours are growing late. I want you to slip your hands up now. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. The Bible said, pray always. Pray always. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, I'd like to take a little bit of your time, your precious, wonderful time, Jesus. Oh, I know that you're the great, busy God of heaven and of earth. Lord, for men around the world are desiring a little bit of your time. But Heavenly Father, would you give a little bit of your time to these people here at Little Bethlehem? Jesus, could we have a little bit of your time, please, sir? That you would come down to Little Bethlehem, Lord, and bless these people. Would you pass by our way, Jesus? Lord, would you spare us a little bit of your time to come into Bethlehem? Lord, as the song said, if you're waiting to be invited, we give you an invitation, Jesus, tonight. Come into our heart, Jesus. Come into our heart, Jesus. Come into our heart. Hallelujah. Come in and bless tonight. Heal the people tonight. Touch the people tonight. Look down upon the people tonight. Father, give a great vision, a great stirring, a great awakening. May the great love of God and the power of God sweep over us. Oh, Holy Father, may it be even so tonight. As we love Thee, as we look to Thee, as we believe in Thee, Jesus, may sick bodies be healed, may people be delivered. May it be so, beloved Father. Lord, as we love Thee, as we look unto Thee, as we ask of Thee, as we walk in Your glorious way,
Have your way tonight in Jesus' name, Father.